At the half, boys basketball game here in Sioux Rapids. It's Sioux Central with a 31-23 lead over Storm Lake St. Mary's. We'll tally up the numbers to this point in just a bit, but first things first, Sioux Central girls victorious tonight over St. Mary's 63-34. We have Danny Betcher standing by, but first on headset is Shara Smith. Shara, your coach told me you are quite the chatterbox, and this would be no problem for you. Is that true?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. Hopefully the headset is not too intimidating. And so what did Coach tell you after tonight's winning effort over Storm Lake St. Mary's?
He said that we did a good job of keeping up the intensity. It's kind of harder in these slow games, but that we need to work on some rebounding things for Friday against Pokey.
Well, you've been lighting it up, putting points on the board. Two more threes tonight. Team's leading three-point maker. How do you feel about your offensive game so far this year?
I think I can always keep improving, and it's always up to my teammates to get me great passes out there, so a lot of the credit goes to them too.
What else have you looked to improve in your game coming into this year?
I've looked to improve on looking up the floor more and finding those open girls, because they always find me, so giving back to them a little.
Yeah, how's the team chemistry building at this point of the season, do you feel, between you and your teammates?
I think we keep getting better every game.
That's all you can ask for. And now, with this riding a four-game winning streak, what do you feel has made the difference in this recent stretch you've been on?
I think a few losses at the beginning of the season really made us know like what we want to do, and we got our act together now, so we're hopefully going to keep on winning.
Yeah, even in the Newell Fonda game, which you came up short in, you led for most of the way, so a lot to feel good about there before just falling in the end, as we have Shara Smith joining us here at halftime. And so, Shara, besides basketball, you play volleyball, I know. Any sports I'm missing that you are involved in?
I also do track.
Okay. Yeah, so track, a lot of success for St. Mary's girls in track over the years. Did you partake in any of the state qualifying events for the Rebels this past season?
I qualified freshman and sophomore year in the 4x8. We actually were second place 1A in sophomore year, and this past year I went as an alternate.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm. And so after high school, do you have anything in the works as far as college is concerned?
I don't think I'll be playing as far as that's concerned, but
You know what you want to pursue, though?
Not sure yet. I think I'm going to Iowa State, but...
All right, Shara Smith, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And let's now hear from another Rebel senior, Danny Betcher, as we're at halftime, boys basketball, 31-23, Sioux Central with the lead. And Danny chiming in, as you have all season long, with a team-high, game-high 17 points tonight. How have you felt this season as you registered a 29-point effort on Friday? Do you feel pretty good about your offensive game?
Yeah, I think overall just moving the ball around, it's really helped us.
Yeah, what
inside and out.
Yeah, what else as far as individually for yourself have you been most locked in on this year?
Just getting it in the post and then putting it up. I mean, got to have outside shooters as well.
Yeah. As you hit a three tonight, you can get it done from the outside as well as from the inside. How much progress do you feel your long-distance shooting has come this year, maybe the year before that? How much work have you put in trying to extend your range on the floor?
Yeah, overall, I just think moving from the outside to in, I've done really well, and just getting the motion of the three-point arc.
Well, Danny, it's been you and Shara really leading the way offensively for the Rebels, but tonight you had some nice help from Callie Fonlander, as she had 14 points, and I think she had a double-digit or close to a double-digit game in one of the recent ones. How's she coming along and feeling more confident that she can maybe more consistently be that third option for you, for the team?
Yeah, I think she's done really well. Her quickness and speed has really helped her. as we progress through games.
Man, so. How do you feel about this now four-game winning streak that you've been on? What has made it happen from your perspective?
I just feel working the ball in and out, it's really helped us, and picking up the pace of a game has as well helped us.
Well, Danny, I know you do track and field as well. You were on at least one of the events that Sioux Central participated in. What is that? Remind me. At least one you were in it.
Yeah, shuttle hurdle.
That's right. What is it about, Sioux Central girls under Coach Rage here, always a threat year in and year out with the state participants every year, one year after the other. Why do you think that is, that they've been so consistent through the years?
I just think working as a team, he's really pushed to help us work as a team, and overall we've just made connections.
Yeah, can't understate that. What other activities do you involve yourself in?
I play softball, and I'm in National Honor Society.
Okay.
And I am in the Providence Go-Getters 4-H Club.
All right. Very good. And so anything with the 4-H stand out that you've done as far as that goes as of late?
Just show sheep.
And sheep, is just the sheep or anything else?
No, nope, just nope. Sheep.
How many sheep?
10, usually.
Wow. That's quite a handful, I met. Where do you live in the Sioux Central communities?
Towards Rembrandt.
All right. So, college, got anything planned?
Nope, not yet.
Do you want to play athletics, basketball? I'm guessing, yeah, you
oh,
do.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a given, but still figuring out where that might be.
Yep.
You don't know what you want to study either?
I think I want to go into nursing.
Hey, so. Danny Betch. Well, good luck with the rest of this basketball
season.
We'll be seeing it. Thanks a lot to you and Cher. Appreciate the time as the Sioux Central girls win over Storm Lake St. Mary's tonight.